Well, this is a very big treat for me. Every Sunday I am joined by a special guest, but they don't get much more special than this because I'm probably sitting here in this radio chair in front of this microphone because of this man, Andrew Denton. Welcome to Boxed In.
Lovely to be here.
Oh, so lovely to be here. And one of my ultimate radio idols. Even though everyone sees you on the TV and you're obviously synonymous with the TV, for me, I just wanted to, well, I worked under you at Triple M.
That's right, many years ago
or so, watching you going, look at him on the microphone. Oh, this is what I've got to do. And here I am interviewing you.
And what a long way you've come, because Fifi, way back when you first started working with us, took all our phone calls for the show. And that's a really hard gig on radio. I actually used to think it was a harder gig than what I was doing because you just get random callers, and some are not the nicest people to talk to, and some are very hard to understand, and some are brilliant. But you are the filter.
You're right. You're the filter. And not only that, because the caller becomes part of the show.
Yes.
But I'm the auditionee, auditioner.
Yes.
And if you put through a bad caller, well, then the eyes all dart outside. What were you thinking? You just ruined our show. So, the pressure is on.
Though I do remember we had somebody working with us who you may remember called TJ, Tracy Jean.
Yeah.
And the very first day, she'd never worked in radio before. And before the 7 o'clock news, we just liked to talk to really people that were doing weird stuff. And there was this guy who we'd found out about in England who collected bricks. That was his hobby. And we thought we'd talk to him. Anyway, so she lined him up. And she came into the studio and said, he's on the line. And as she walked out, she said, oh, by the way, he's got a hearing difficulty. And we were like, what? So we said, and now here's so-and-so on the line. Good morning. And there's silence. Good morning. So she'd given us essentially somebody that couldn't hear us for a radio interview.
I haven't seen TJ since, actually.
No, that was the end of it.
You're listening to Boxed In with TV legend and star of Interview, Andrew Denton. Now, this is really exciting because you are back on the television with Interview. Mm-hmm. So we're at Channel 7, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. And I love this because it's literally you, two people, a chat, just talk, no gimmicks, no nothing, just the interview, which is what we've all loved, and obviously Enough Rope is still clearly the best interview program prior to this one that you've come back with. But interviewing is, it's such a, for me, and doing radio and doing breakfast radio and quick 3.5 minute sound bites, you never get the chance to really get into somebody and know them. But was that something that you'd always, you know, appreciated, that people have stories and you want to get it?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I really like the gig, because I find, and not just professionally, I find in cabs, planes, it's amazing what you find when you get talking to somebody. I remember years and years ago, I was walking home and I was at a traffic light next to a guy, and I don't know how we struck up a conversation, but he had just come out of jail. He was the only person sentenced after a big banking scandal. He had served the longest sentence for a white-collar criminal in Australia, and he'd literally just come out of jail like that week. And I don't know how we got talking, but what he said was, because I've just come out of jail, even standing at a traffic light, I'm not sure that I can do this on my own, as in I'm waiting for someone to tell me you're allowed to cross the road. So you just never know. People are constantly amazing, and I've always thought, in any street in Australia, you could walk into any house, and if you had the time, you'd find one thing in that family, in that life, in that world, which was amazing.
It is. And why things like Ancestry.com, they're so popular now, because people have all these stories in their past.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of years in their past that they think, wow, I could write a book about that.
Totally. Although, wouldn't it be depressing to go on Ancestry.com and discover that all your family for 40 generations had been fairly average accountants?
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Even Neanderthal accountants.
I want to talk about celebrities because that's the toughest nut to crack, because often you have someone put in front of you that wants to hide everything and there are areas they don't want to go into. And I know, and I loved it when you, and I've heard you talk about Chris Martin.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't agree to one of the terms of the interview and you were prepared not to do it.
Yeah, well, his people said that, and that, probably that came from Chris. He didn't want to talk about Gwyneth or Apple. Mm. And we actually said, well, look, we will. That's clearly part of the conversation. We're not going to make it the focus of the conversation. If you'd rather not do that interview that way, well, okay, we'll pass. And so there was a bit of a trust thing either way. And as it turned out, he was great. He was actually a very interesting guy. And we did talk a little bit about Gwyneth and Apple. Didn't make a welter of it, and it was all cool. Sometimes it can be not the person themselves, but their people who are like, no, they'll never say this. So you mustn't talk to them about that. But, you know, most I remember talking to Ewan McGregor, and I asked him about his kids, and I respected this. He just said, I'm not going to talk about my children.
Right.
And I thought, well, you're allowed to. I'm a parent.
Yes.
But I like the fact he just said it up front. He wasn't aggressive about it. Just, no, that's something I'm not going to talk about. And I thought, well, okay.
Stick around. More with Andrew Denton after this.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Gold Logie winner, star of Enough Rope, Live and Sweaty, and now interview on Channel 7. Andrew Denton is hanging out with me this week on Boxed In. What about, do you? Because I can relate to these moments where have you been in an interview and you know when you can see the eyes turn, that moment where the daggers are at you and you go, right, well, I think we just hit Frosty.
Yeah.
How have you navigated those situations?
It hasn't happened too often. You know, most people are professional enough to hide the daggers. Because interviews, sometimes they're kind of by the book and you know the person you're talking to is on script and the challenge is to try and get them off script. But a lot of the time interviews are whatever the reputation of the person. Like I interviewed Cher recently and she's remarkable career, Cher. But it was a difficult interview, not because she was difficult, but because I think she's done so many interviews, she kind of didn't want to be there. She was there, but she didn't want to be there. So this invisible dance happens over the course of about an hour where I'm just trying to find different ways through humor or giving her some research we've done, which may surprise her, to just get her to drop that, oh, I don't want to be here, and kind of forget where she is. And it's a different dance with everybody. Years ago, I interviewed Kevin Costner, and when he was the biggest star in the world. This is before Waterworld.
Just before
it. Yeah, that's right. So it was post-Dances with Wolves. And his marriage had broken down, and I asked him some questions. Which, when I look back at them now, I wouldn't ask the questions the same. I asked him questions about, you know, what he'd done to save his marriage and so on. And they were a younger man's questions.
Yes.
Now knowing what I know about marriage, I would put them differently. And he was very, very professional. We had a lot of fun in the interview. But I found out afterwards that he was so angry, he actually punched the car that was taking him. And I've thought about that many times since. And I've thought, yeah, an older, smarter guy wouldn't have asked those questions in that way.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with TV legend and star of Interview, Andrew Denton. Even beyond television, back when you were doing radio and at Triple M, have you ever, because I find I have interviewed people, and I don't mind even dropping some of the names, where halfway through it, I've wanted to say, thank you very much, but clearly you don't want to be here. I don't want you here. Why don't we end it? And now my good grace has stopped me doing that, James Franco, Amy Schumer. But anyway, is there any time you've thought, or you've ended an interview, this is not working?
I've only done it once, and it was on radio, and it was at Triple M. I'm actually not going to name the person. In fairness, it was many years ago, but she was an Australian vocalist, and who'd been in the tabloid pages a lot. And I thought of a kind of a fun way to deal with the tabloid stuff. I'd worked out a game based around the tabloid things that had been said about her. I thought that was a better way rather than...
Yes.
And anyway, so she just said, no, I'm not going to talk about this. I'm only going to talk about my music. And it's the only time in my career I've ever done it. I said, well, your music's boring and so are you. And so I stopped the interview and we didn't put it to air.
Gee.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's very rare.
It is rare. And also when you're doing breakfast radio, it's a churn. You're going through things and you don't have time for...
That's right. There was, for Enough Rope, and I've talked about this a bit recently, and I've never met her in the flesh. It was via satellite, which is always difficult anyway. But I interviewed Goldie Hawn, and, you know, most people... even if they've done it a million times, they're at the very least professional. A lot of people are actually really nice. You know, someone, say, like Keanu Reeves, who's meant to be difficult, I actually thought he was charming and fantastic. But I don't know what it was with Goldie Hawn. I don't know if she is always like this or if I got really unlucky. But she was exceptionally rude and in a way I've never experienced before in that not only would she not engage in the interview, like no matter what I asked her, she'd say things like, it's in the book, it's in the book, it's in the book, to a point where I said, we're not reading the book. And I was reminded about this the other day. I'd forgotten, I blanked it out. But So we're paying for a satellite, right, to talk to this woman.
Yeah.
And halfway through the interview, her phone rang and she took the call.
You're kidding.
She sat there and took the call.
That's phenomenal.
So I remember thinking, wow. So I thought, okay, we've got satellite booked for however long, 40 minutes. I'm going to take 40 minutes of your time and we're not going to put this to air.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Andrew Denton's my special guest. Have there been people just in your life in general, not even necessarily interviewing them in a format, that you've not wanted to meet because you're a big fan? Because I remember a few years ago I was in Hollywood and about to interview Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And I just love Eddie Murphy and I heard he was difficult. And even his publicist had said, look, you know, it might be frosty or whatever, he's not in great mood. And I said to the security guard, I don't think I'm going to do this. And I think they went in and they told him. He was warm, he was delightful.
Really?
And I walked out going, yes, because I did not want to hate one of my heroes.
Yeah. Look, it can be really hard interviewing your heroes. I interviewed Elvis Costello, a musician who I've admired for years and years and years. And I got a bit fanboy and I thought my questions, they kind of became a bit fanboy. I was just like, oh, this is not going well. But, you know, I get really nervous before most interviews because, you just don't know how it's going to go. And I remember interviewing President, you're meant to call him President, even though he no longer was, President Clinton in London. And that was a huge thing. People had come from all over the world just to have time with Bill Clinton and there was security everywhere. And the immense pressure on that moment. And it was a really bizarre experience. So this was around the time he brought out his book and I'd seen lots of interviews done with him and every interviewer had gone, yeah, now let's talk about Monica. And he was so pissed. And so by the time I got to him, the way they did it is they had two hotel rooms and someone would be interviewing him in one and in the one next door, the next person would set up and they'd just move him in between rooms. So he came straight in from whoever it had been, you know, Irish television or whatever. And he was in a dark mood, this legendary, charming man, because he was over it. It had already been my plan not particularly to talk about Monica because I thought, here's a guy that had held the most powerful job in the world for 8 years. There's a lot of other things to talk about. So I knew what I was going to do, but he just thought, here comes 20 more questions about Monica Lewinsky. Anyway, so he starts in a cranky mood, first of all. Pretty quickly, he starts to realize it's a different interview. So he starts to relax, but his person is in the background behind him. And we'd flown from Australia to England for this one interview. We'd been told we had half an hour. And I have my producer holding up signs saying 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, so I know roughly where we are. And at the 15-minute mark, I see my producer and Clinton's person almost getting into a physical wrestle behind Bill Clinton's shoulder. So I'm focusing on this interview, but this is going on in the background. I'm thinking, this obviously isn't going well. And then this woman steps in front of our camera at the 20-minute mark and says, time's up. And I'm two-thirds of the way through what I plan to do, and and so I say to her, this is an awkward moment. You've got Bill Clinton sitting there. We've been told to get out. And I said, well, look, we've flown all the way from Australia. We were told we'd have half an hour. I've got one more question. And she looked at the president and he said, no, that's all right, let him ask it. So I asked my next five questions and we ended up going, in the end, Bill Clinton didn't want to leave. He just kept talking. Even when the interview was over, he just kept talking. We started talking about East Timor and all kinds of stuff. So every interview, you just never know what circumstances are going to happen which affect the chemistry of that interview.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Gold Logie winner, star of Enough Rope, Live and Sweaty, and now interview on Channel 7, Andrew Denton is hanging out with me this week on Boxed In. We had a funny moment. We had Kim Kardashian in a couple of years ago and our boss came up with the idea to just get a naked billboard made of Kim and to have it standing in the studio.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Well, it was so bad, Andrew. And I'd said, I'm not comfortable with that. No. And the funniest thing that I think I've ever seen happen is as Kim and her entourage of 50 walked up the corridor. And then one woman literally steamrolled my boss and then he crept into the studio, just removed it, draped a big curtain over it and it went away. But you having done breakfast radio and been in this environment, this sphere, what is the craziest thing you've either been asked to do by a radio programmer or did you find yourself doing and as you were doing it thought, what is happening?
Oh, gee, you know, there's so many things swirling around in my head right now. I don't know if I'd call it the craziest, but it was the most unhinged moment, I think, because I was working with the gorgeous Amanda Keller, one of my nearest and dearest friends, and quite – it was in our first few months, and, you know, it's very hard establishing a new breakfast show.
Yes.
And this ended up being a cut-through moment, but not one we'd ever anticipated. So we had a guy called Mr. Methane, who you may have heard
of. I remember him.
So he creates music by farting, and he comes in this kind of spandex leotard, lies down on a mat, sticks a microphone between his legs, and starts farting. It's not really that musical, but anyway, let's put that to one side. So that thing happened, which kind of happened when you're at school, where Amanda and I started giggling, but we lost control completely. And what ended up going to air, because it was live, was 6 minutes of just in the background this sort of farting noise and us laughing and not being able to speak. And Amanda was actually crying and I was trying to speak and say, are you all right? And she I think she had to leave in the end. It was 6 minutes of completely unhinged radio where virtually no words were spoken at all. But people were ringing up saying they'd had to pull over to the side of the road because it was so contagious.
Infectious.
And I think it's the only time in my career where any semblance of professionalism just went out the window and we were gone.
Well, I'm so pleased that I was able to keep this together because you talk about nerves and anxiety. I thought I have our country's premier interviewer walking into the studio. I hope I passed the test.
You did. And also you were nervous because you know about my legendary temper and you know, you know how many people I've stabbed.
Well, fortunately, I got out of this unscathed and it's been an absolute delight. Andrew Denton, thank you so much for joining me. And so wonderful to have you back on our screens. Interview, 9 p.m. every week, Channel 7. Wonderful to have you.
Tuesday nights, don't forget
that. Did I not say Tuesday? Oh, man, I made it through the interview and I did everything perfectly.
That's it. Get me a knife.
Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Andrew Denton interview. Do not miss it. Thank you again for spending the afternoon with me.
Thanks, Fifi.